News Talk 1110 KBND. Good afternoon. News time is 5 minutes after five. I'm Dennis Shaw. Hope you're enjoying your Tuesday, and it's rather nice outside. Kelly Blyer's in the newsroom, and she's ready to go with Central Oregon News. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. Just into the KBND newsroom, there's about a one-acre fire near Lower Bridge Way and 43rd Avenue in Terrebonne. Area fire units from Deschutes County and the Bureau of Land Management are responding to the blaze, which is reported as wind-driven. There are no structures threatened at this time, nor are there any road closures or slowdowns, but you could see smoke in the Terrebonne area near the blaze. As expected, Oregon's unemployment rate failed to move much last month. It remains at 9.6%. It's been in that range for the last 5 months. State employment economist Nick Balachek offered his assessment on the possibility of a double-dip recession.
Right now, we're sort of not to the double-dip point, and we could go either way and avoid a double-dip entirely if we start adding jobs. But if we start losing jobs, then we'll be headed for a double dip.
Since June of 2010, Oregon's private sector has added nearly 30,000 jobs, while government employment has been cut by 9,000 jobs due to budget cuts. 46 million people in America are living in poverty. That is one in six. These findings from the last census mark a 27-year high. 15% of Americans are living below the poverty line. Regan Gray with Children First for Oregon, a nonpartisan child advocacy group, says Oregon is especially hard hit.
And a report that came out about a month ago showed that Oregon actually has the highest rate of child hunger in the nation. So that, on top of this report, that child poverty is hitting a record high of 22%, we should be stopping and saying, what can we do to make sure that the effects of this poverty are mitigated? How can we keep families whole?
The national child poverty rate has hit a record high of 22%, a level not seen since 1994. The government defines the poverty line as income of $22,000 a year for a family of four and $11,000 for an individual. 300 Republican delegates were in Bend last weekend to hammer out the 2012 party platform. The group met at the River House on Friday and Saturday and came up with 13 points. One of the points dealt with family and removed some anti-gay language from the party platform. Ken Taylor was at the convention as the chair of the Crook County Republican Party.
The platform still is actually very pro-traditional family. It removed some wording that some felt was offensive, but essentially we're still the party that believes in traditional family values.
The platform still defines marriages between a man and a woman, really unchanged from the 2010 Republican platform. Today, he made it official. Larry Blatton filed to run for re-election as Deschutes County Sheriff. This will be the second time Blatton, who was appointed to replace retiring Les Stiles in 2007, will be on the ballot.
I think one of the biggest challenges as sheriff upcoming will be the same as any business and or any household sitting around the dining room table, and that is trying to make it work with what you have. And we are very proud to serve the public, and you won't hear us complain. We'll just do the best we can with what we have because that's what people expect of us.
Blatton says he has accomplished a lot, such as reducing the countywide law enforcement tax rate by 3% for $1,000 assessed property value and balancing a budget in tough financial times. Blatton, who is 54, is a Bend native, born and raised. He was undersheriff when he was appointed in 2007. A cooling trend is welcome relief for firefighters on the tough Shadow Lake fire burning in a rugged wilderness area. The size of the fire is holding steady at about 10,000 acres. And fire spokesperson Don Ferguson says they made some good progress on the west flank of the fire on Monday.
We've had a pretty profound shift in weather from a easterly to a westerly wind, which brings in significantly cooler and damper air. And all over this fire, just the energy being released from the fire has dropped off significantly.
Ferguson says because of the better outlook, they will reopen the Clear Lake Resort and Coldwater Cove campground area this weekend. Still, drivers are being asked to be careful on Highway 126 and Highway 20 because fire equipment may also be using the highways. Smoke may also be an issue at times. For more details on these stories, you can go to KBND.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND. And coming up at 5:30... how the Bank of America layoffs will affect people here in Oregon. Those details coming up in 20 minutes.